Victoria has passed landmark new laws to protect intersex children from unnecessary medical procedures. The reforms will delay deferrable interventions until a young person can make their own informed decision, while introducing independent oversight of proposed treatments. Equality Australia's legal director Heather Corkle says the changes are a major step forward for bodily autonomy and human rights. For Wise, Momina Shuka spoke to Heather for more.
Well, for decades, people with variations in sex characteristics have called for the right to be involved in decisions about their own bodies. So too often, irreversible and medically unnecessary procedures are carried out on infants and young children before they're old enough to understand or consent. And intersex adults report lifelong negative consequences from these treatments, including pain, infertility, and trauma.
What changes will this legislation make to the way medical decisions are handled for intersex young people?
Well, at its core, the legislation ensures that permanent or hard-to-reverse treatments that are not urgent or medically necessary cannot proceed on young children without proper independent oversight. So it creates an independent expert panel, which includes people with lived experience. That panel will then review and approve treatment plans, develop guidance for families and clinicians, and will strengthen informed consent processes. So rather than the multidisciplinary team approach that which we've seen in hospitals across Australia, which has been quite patchy and inconsistent, this will provide independent oversight for every decision, except for where there is an urgent matter. So urgent and necessary medical care is not affected by this legislation, which means that doctors can still act when treatment is genuinely needed.
Advocates have spoken about the lifelong physical and psychological harm caused by these unnecessary procedures. Will these reforms address those failings in the medical system?
Well, we can't, of course, undo what's happened in the past, but for intersex adults who've been through these traumatic experiences, many have fought long and hard now to ensure that it doesn't happen to the next generation of children and young people. A report that we just put out late last year called The Missing Voice identified that young children in Australia are still at risk of these medically unnecessary treatments occurring based on FOI materials we obtained for the period 2018 to 2023. It's really critical to know that those are still children in the medical system now, not even adults yet. So certainly we can't undo what's happened in the past, but looking to the next generation and ensuring that we do better is where we're at now.
Do you hope other states will follow through with the new law that was passed in Victoria? And what does this mean for, I guess, intersex people across Australia?
Well, this is the first state in Australia to legislate in this way. It's critical, as Victoria being such a large population and also one of the key hospitals that still treats intersex children. It is the second jurisdiction nationally after the ACT, and we don't, unfortunately, have protections anywhere else. And this is really long overdue. So it reflects Australia's human rights obligations to protect bodily autonomy, equality, and informed consent. So there is actually a prerogative or a requirement for all states and territories to do the same. We'd also love to see some national leadership on this from the federal government to coordinate the states and territories to bring forth these really critical reforms nationwide.
That was Equality Australia's legal director, Heather Corkle, speaking to The Wise, Momina Shuka.